It's definitely been a sense of urgency, like we got to go score every drive. That's kind of how we attack it, and we're going to continue to do that. But for the most part, I mean, I've been pleased with how everybody been working with each other.
Do you like playing that way? I would think from a spectator's point of view, you think that you guys would like playing at that pace, at that speed, and getting the ball out of hands quick. Do you like that better as a player?
I like when we move the ball and score touchdowns and win.
For you, you know, you've been up against some tough defenses. Have there been, that's obviously a good thing because you don't want to go up against. But where do you think that you guys have grown the most from? Obviously, you're getting some wins now, but where do you think you guys have grown the most?
I think third down conversions. We've been getting better. Not shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties and things like that, or sacks, blown missed assignments or anything like that. I think for the most part, we've been trying to execute and, you know, move the ball methodically and, you know, score. That's the main goal.
Have you guys been talking more, you know, in between games off the field, sitting down with each other a little bit more than maybe? I'm sure you did that before, but is there a difference, do you think, now in the communication in between games?
I just think when we come to work, you know, we take it serious, more serious, and we've been coming, willing to do everything to take the next step on, you know, mental aspects of the game. And I feel like, you know, everybody in the building been doing a great job, from the coaches to the players.
The Blazers said in an interview earlier in the week that, or yesterday, in fact, said that one of the things that he was pleased about is negative plays are starting to be reduced. Guys are doing a little bit more up front to get you an opportunity to get started. You know, that's improving?
Yes, definitely. I feel like the line been doing a good job, eliminating that and going backwards. They've been running their feet and our backs. We've been decisive and making our cuts and finishing the plays. So I think that's been the biggest improvement.
Does that sense of urgency come from frustration from the first two games or not scoring enough against Green Bay, or where does that come from?
Because we had a couple games where the ball was put in our hands and we couldn't come and execute, we couldn't finish. And, you know, we harped about that for the past 5 weeks, and yesterday was a good finish, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, what was, no.
Actually, two days ago.
Sorry, no one knows what day it is.
I was asleep, so.
He's the only one who knows what day it is, and he's the one with the
Christmas.
Don't look at me. What are you doing on this
bye
week?
I was just going to say, you probably haven't had a real break in a while. Yeah. You prepare for the draft, and then you want to be ready to go here. Are you really eager for this?
For the break?
A little time off, yeah.
It's good. In a couple ways, but at the same time, I just try to do whatever I can on this bye week to go out, stay in shape, get a couple runs in, a couple drills, make sure I come back ready. We got Pittsburgh, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to have a load on us. So I'm going to do whatever I can in the bye week to get my body physically and mentally prepared to what's going to come next week, and just be in the playbook. I'm going to try to go home, you know, visit my high school, and I'm going to try to go to OU, Texas.
Well, you got timing.
Yep.
River battle.
Baby. Yeah, so it's going to be a fun bye week.
Did you realize pretty early on that the bye would coincide with Oklahoma, Texas?
Probably about 2 weeks ago, I realized that, and, you know, it just fell right on place. And I just was like, I think I'm going to go ahead and go support them.
So the next game you mentioned, Pittsburgh, Le'Veon Bell. You know, everybody's like, Le'Veon Bell is this, he's that. I know you don't play against the other running back, but do you think I'm going to show people who the best running back is in this football field?
That's definitely how I'm going to approach it. Le'Veon Bell, he probably is the best running back in the league right now, or one of them at least, and I feel like I'm up there with him. So I feel like, you know, when we get on the field, we're going to show, you know, who's – I feel like I'm going to take it personal to where he's going to try to get more yards and I'm going to try to get more yards. That's just how we are on the football field. But I just feel like, you know, it's going to be a good one, and we're going to see who outrush each other.